This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stephens, Good Day Radio Program. Doug will be here very shortly. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jennifer Horn. He is James Collins. And you know what? I know we should probably move on, but I don't care. I am still so amped about that Usher performance over the weekend with Super Bowl.
It was a great
good halftime show. I know a lot of people did not like it. They thought it was a snooze fest. I thought it was total Usher because he started out a little bit slow and then he went really amped. He got on roller skates as he was doing everything and he shared that stage. He had so many guests. He had Alicia Keys and her and Luda and Lil Jon.
I just smile every time I see Lil Jon, and that voice of his, just too fun.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of hoping he was going to be there, so I was happy to see him, but I was really surprised about Ludacris. One thing I did before the Usher performance at the Super Bowl is I kind of went through his catalog of music, because I'm like, okay, you know, he's definitely, like, for my age range, like, he was the thing, because I would dance into a lot of Vegas clubs to Usher, and, you know, the slow
jam. Making Wanna was, like, transcendent when that first hit. Yeah, he had a 30-decade career.
But I thought to myself, I'm like, gosh, I didn't realize how many collaborations he had. Oh, and Will.i.am was on stage with him as well.
Oh, that's right.
There's so many different collaborations that he did. There was an opportunity for him to bring a lot of people with him, and he did. And that was cool to see. And I don't know if you heard, but did he get married? Because I got an update that he was going to go get married in Vegas to his girlfriend after the Super Bowl.
Did he?
They got their marriage license, it looks like. Yeah, they got their marriage license. I'm looking it up right now. So he's been with this girl, Jennifer, oh gosh, it's a tough last name, Gosachia, it looks like. And apparently they got their wedding, their marriage license on February 8th in Vegas. And so they've been together since 2019. They're having a small ceremony, just close friends and family in attendance. They've got two kids together. They've got a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old. And I guess he had his record come out on Friday with the Super Bowl. I guess this is just his time to get it all done, all the good stuff.
Yeah, he's definitely living his best life right now, as he should be. All right, well, love is in the air because it's Valentine's Day, and Usher may be married, maybe not, but at least heading that way with a marriage license. Can we just talk about love for a moment? And
do you love love?
I love love. I love love. And it's so beautiful. And not just romantic love, but friendship love and family love. And it is just so much fun, especially when it is in the form of movies. And if it's a romantic comedy, like love dramas and stuff, yeah, that's all fun. I love, what is it, The Notebook? One of the best.
God, I can't
absolutely.
Watch it. Is it gut-wrenching, though?
It is iconic and legendary, and it really is. They did a great job with it. But the rom-coms, the fun ones, those are the good ones. Like, what is it? When Harry Met Sally.
When Harry Met Sally.
That's an old
iconic
classic.
Yeah.
Yes. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is really fun with, I'm blanking on her name, not Kate Middleton. My brain is everywhere today, and it's like whatever thing I'm thinking I want to say, my brain's like Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. And if you watch The Office, you know what that you know that phrase. But it's like
Kate Hudson is who you're
it
thinking
just goes
of.
Kate Hudson, yeah.
Yes, Kate Hudson. It goes from one thing to the next. Kate Hudson, Matthew McConaughey. Did you ever see 500 Days of Summer with Zooey Deschanel?
I don't think I saw that
one. And Levitt.
Was that it great? Because I think she's super cute.
She is wonderful.
My best friend's wedding, I really liked
yes,
that too.
That one was so good. That one, I think, and what was the other one that, Oh, Julia Roberts did. Notting Hill. I feel like that one was kind of underrated.
She was like the queen of the rom-com for a while.
Yes. For a good minute. Crazy Stupid Love. Did you ever see that one?
Yes, that was great.
I think that's one of my favorites. That one's a good one. Of course, actual Valentine's Day, the film with the compilation of different stories that all end up intertwining. Yep. And that was
really cute. That one's very much
cast.
Like the, what they did at New Year's, too. What was it? There's like two.
New Year's Day. Or new, not your, New Year's Day. New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. New Year's Eve. And then they were both done by Gary Marshall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Michelle Pfeiffer was in that one. I love Michelle Pfeiffer.
She's great. She's another one who was the queen of the rom-com for a while. Mm. And Sandra Bullock, got to give her props. She was it for a while, too.
Oh, The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds. That
Loved
one
it.
Was so good. That's one of the movies that if I'm flipping through channels or I'm doing something and it's on, and it doesn't even have to be at the beginning, whatever point it's on, I will keep it that channel for the rest of the movie. Betty White as his grandmother, as Ryan Reynolds' grandma, was just the best, especially the scene where Betty White and Sandra Bullock are dancing in the woods. Like, to the beach, like, just chance, whatever fills your heart. And she's like, from the windows to the walls.
Anything with Betty White, of course, is going to be that much better. But The Proposal was great. And Sandra Bullock, I think, is just so likable. She was one of those, you know, because when you watch a rom-com, it's always about kind of putting yourself in the story, sort of. And she's always very relatable. And that's what makes a good rom-com, is someone who's not so out of touch that you feel like you can't see it happening in real life. She's a very relatable character.
Yeah, she is. What's the other? My Big Fat Greek Wedding. That one's a sweet one, especially like with all the family relationships. And
what about going way back? What about like Pretty in Pink or 16 Candles? Like if you go way, way back, do you think those are rom-coms, would you say, or just those teenage movies?
I can't recall. Those are.
Oh my gosh, I beat you.
Sorry. I mean, I'm familiar with them enough. But I guess I would call those, like, teen rom-coms for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, I grew up, the teen rom-coms I grew up with were, Clueless was kind of one. But I'm not even sure if we call that a rom-com, more just a teen film. What was it? Just Go With It was one that I really liked that I grew up with. And there was one with Kirsten Dunst and Ben Foster. Or is that just Go With It? There are two films that I'm totally getting mixed up in my mind right now, but both of them, anyway, were really good. The film that I love, love, loved, and I don't know if you want to call it a rom-com because it wasn't necessarily, but Out Cold, the snowboarding movie with Jeremy London. No, it was Jason London. Did you ever see that one?
No, I missed that one. I don't know. Never even heard of it.
And he falls in love with a girl, and then she breaks his heart, but before the film even started and stuff, and then she walks into the ski lodge, and it's very Humphrey Bogart? What's the old, not Gone with the Wind, Casablanca. It's very Casablanca. It's like they basically took Casablanca and made it a snowboarding film. And they use a lot of lines from it. And then somebody tries to go to the mountain.
Fun.
And they have to save the mountain and stuff. And it's a love story of the mountain and their work family, almost more than an actual like rom-com of like romantic relationship.
Huh. See, I love Love Actually. And I know people classify that as just a Christmas movie. But I think it's just the ultimate. Yeah, it's just the most ultimate, sweet love story and multiple love stories. You get them over and over in that one.
Mm-hmm. What about love songs? What kind of love songs? If you're making a playlist, are you going slow jams or a little bit more upbeat?
Usually upbeat, I think. I mean, sometimes the, like, quote, and I'll use air quotes, like those love songs, they get a little cheesy and overdramatic. Although I do love a good country love song. I think those are fun because they're not
quite as
heavy. They
have a good energy still. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? What's on your list of love energy
ones? Oh my goodness, what would it be? It would probably be like a hodgepodge mix, maybe 311 Amber or something, and then something by Mandy Moore. I would have to figure out just one Mandy Moore song, and then The Darkness. I believe in a thing called love. Which I highly recommend. If you're not even familiar with that song, you have to see the music video. James and I were talking about it a moment ago of how he was like, it's so 80s and stuff. And it is. It's supposed to be so 80s, but it was done in the early aughts. And that was kind of like their niche. Like they were an 80s hair band in the mm-hmm. early aughts.
With the little punk. Yeah, a little punk mixed in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit. But speaking of 80s songs, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Is that one of your favorites? Is that a go-to?
No. Is that what we call that, a love song? I think
Living on a Prayer?
A love story.
I mean, I guess so. To me, that's just, I don't know, that was just 80s hair greatness. I think of those as kind of like party anthem, sort of, or like party song.
Karaoke classic.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, you know what's really romantic? Sir Mix a Lot, Baby Got Back.
Oh, that's an excellent one. Or the thong song.
Oh, yeah, Cisco. Cisco was bringing it back.
Wherever you were in high school, whatever decade that was, that's where your classic love songs will come from. So, like, if I'm thinking of, like, love songs for me growing up, it was like George Michael. It was Wham. It was, I don't know. I think whenever you're like 12 years old, whatever is going on right around that time, it's like those are the love songs.
What was the big thing? Like so I was in high school in the early aughts, and it was the pop princess and boy band situation. So we had Mandy Moore, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, Jessica Simpson leading our way along with NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, and 98 Degree.
Yeah, I was in the mid-90s, and it was, everything was Boys to Men. Like, a lot of those R&B, I don't want to call them boy bands, but the R&B groups, that was kind of those were your love songs.
Oh, show me an R&B song that is not a love song. Those are all, like, smooth.
Yeah.
I like those ones. James, what's on your list? You're making a mixtape for your girlfriend. What are you putting on it first and foremost?
Oh, gosh. Okay, so this is a niche pick, and like 5% of our audience will get it. But there's a song from a musical called Waitress called You Matter to Me, and that's our song. And it's very slow, very sweet. And, yeah, we thought about like playing that. If we were to get married in the future, we'd probably have that be our wedding song. So, yeah, probably that song.
Your first dance song.
Yeah, yeah.
That's sweet.
It is.
I'm going to have to check that song out. I have no idea. I've never heard it before. But I saw Waitress the movie. That's another kind of rom-com-ish.
I feel like it's more of
a love story.
Carrie Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Which is like mother-daughter kind of love thing. Let's see, after the hour.
Progressive presents Flo and JV announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or a full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, to celebrate, among other things, social media. Media. Do you like the way I say that? Media.
Media.
Media. So does that mean it's all about me?
Is it? Thank goodness you're back. Yeah.
Now, why do you say that, Jennifer? Why do you say
that? I mean, what would we do without saying the word media 12 times?
Media. It's media. All right, let's see. There's a an ancient Herculaneum scroll. Want to say that quicker? Herculaneum. Sounds like something that you'd put in your cereal, perhaps. Hey, I'm going to have a little more Herculaneum on my Cheerios. So this was deciphered by AI from the era of Mount Vesuvius. So they found this 2,000-year-old scroll, and now it has the researchers have used AI to figure out what it really means. Didn't we talk about this big prize for that these kids were involved
in? Yeah,
things
that they found and everything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
now
okay.
we actually know what it says.
And what does it say? Does it say Jennifer Horn should run for president? Is that in there someplace? No, I guess not. Space? What is SpaceX? I see SpaceX is in here, but then he's into everything, right? SpaceX and Herculaneum Papyri, whatever. The two of them go together like a horse and carriage. Is anybody making any sense out of any of this at all?
I see papyri, and I always think of papyrus, the font that has kind of like swoopy doops.
Swoopty.
Yeah,
that, papyrus is
the
paper the that they
font.
Write on.
Yeah, the pretty font.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so that it would be, then that was perhaps what Roy Orbison was thinking about when he sang Pretty Paper. Perhaps that came from this era. It may not have, but, you know, it's food for thought anyhow. All right. This
tough
just,
crowd.
This is just, it is a tough crowd. Exactly. We're more tough than the Super Bowl. I was in a restaurant during the Miles and his dad and I went into a restaurant to have dinner. And the game was on. And Miles decided he was interested in it, even though nobody at his house, whether it's me or his father, talked much about football. He went to, he befriends everybody. He went to talk to the guy who's in charge. He was at the door. He was only letting people in that had paid a cover charge to get in. So Miles says to the guy, "Can I get in? Can I see what's going on? Can I watch the game?" And the guy said, "Sure, kid." So he went in. He wasn't supposed to let him in because they were serving beer in there, among other things. But he took away from that experience, you know, what he should have gotten is what he got out of it, is the fellow was very nice to him. And that was, you know, people need to be nice. People need to give. And to, I don't know, just it's amazing how people can shut themselves down by not allowing themselves to share with other people. Pretty amazing. Anyway, I don't know. The story of Christian Bale breaking ground, this has made some of the trending, in the last couple of days, trending stories have focused on this passion project of his, 12 new homes being built for foster children. This is very cool. That's in California. And I don't know whereabouts in California, actually. Jennifer, it's somewhere in, it's north in the Antelope Valley, somewhere up there.
Oh, so like Lancaster, Palmdale.
Yeah, I would guess. Was that up to 14?
Yeah, I think that area? 14, 5, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the first of its kind.
Yeah, he wants to make sure that siblings in foster care all stay together, and this will ensure that to happen, that they don't get split up to different foster families. They all get to stay together in foster care with these homes.
I would wonder what his background was, if he had some of this in his childhood, and that's why he feels strongly about it now. But anyway, tip of the hat to Christian.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says rooting out Hamas is not just a win for Israel, but also a win for the Palestinian people. This as casualties continue to mount.
The most important power that has to remain in Israel's hands is overriding security control in the area west of the Jordan. That includes Gaza. Otherwise, history has shown terrorism comes back.
Netanyahu spoke on ABC's This Week. Also says he's fine with an autonomous Palestinian state as long as that entity has no ability to have an army or or make deals with other countries to get weapons. The medals for the Paris 2024 Olympics will feature a unique addition, a small fragment of iron sourced from the Eiffel Tower. This inclusion commemorates 100 years since Paris last hosted the Olympic Games. The iron pieces are taken from sections of the iconic Eiffel Tower that were removed during various renovations over the past century. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hello, my name is Ryan Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Is there a Batman commercial that ran in the Super Bowl? Or is that from an old Super Bowl? Or is that just a Batman thing?
That's from Batman Begins.
It was a commercial, but it was Ben Affleck's Batman.
Ah, okay. All right, boys and girls, here we go. On the positive track, on the good side, the right side of things, we're here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, with a thought from Abraham Lincoln. Are we ready for Honest Abe, who said many things in his tenure as president, and one of them was when he was running for election. So maybe this is a lesson for Joe Biden and for Donald Trump and for Mr. Kennedy and whoever else is going to run.
Did you like his ad, by the way?
Which one?
in the Super Bowl. Kennedy.
Lincoln, yeah. Abraham Lincoln ran a spot.
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl.
Anybody. They'll take anybody's money.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right, exactly. I did not watch the Super Bowl. I was having my dinner, and I wasn't, shall I admit, that I wasn't interested. I didn't care. And mostly because I just caught out of the corner of my eye this Kelsey thing with the coach. Ugh. That completely turned me off.
No.
And if I wasn't already turned off to the game, I thought he looked like a real jerk. Anyway, that's not why I'm talking about Abraham Lincoln. He said upon his election, "I am not bound to win, but I am bound to be true. I'm not bound to succeed, but I am bound to live by the light that I have. I must stand with anybody that stands right and stand with him while he is right and part with him when he is wrong." You see either of the candidates or any of the major candidates that would come out with that, they don't even understand probably what Abraham Lincoln said. I'm not bound to win, but I'm bound to be true. I think more like true that. To himself. He was always that way. I'm not bound to succeed, but I'm bound to live by the light that I have. I must stand with anybody that stands right and stand with him while he is right and part with him when he goes wrong. Boy, wouldn't it be nice if politicians today could do that instead of just take everybody's money and go for the people who are, you know, paying.
Well, and it's a chess game about how you get people more power and money, and it's not about making the country better.
Yep. So Joe Biden's going to win. I understand why he's going to win, though. You're interested in my thoughts on this, Jennifer and Jay?
Win what?
All right. He called out the snack companies to stop shrinkflation. He thinks that the way the businesses are cutting product sizes and charging more money is a ripoff. So he said, quote, "Companies are trying to pull a fast one by shrinking the products little by little and hoping you won't notice." This was, I think this was posted on X. Didn't he do a TikTok thing too before the
Super Bowl? He did after the Super Bowl, trying to pretend that he had drafted or that he created the outcome. Like anybody thinks he can even tie
of the Super Bowl?
Right. Give me a break.
Good for him. Give me a break. All right. So anyway, there's Joe's going to fix everything because he's on to Gatorade, Doritos, Breyers, ice cream, Tostitos, all of those things. Yep. Let's go get him. Pepsi-Cola said that they weren't going to vote for him because he was not nice to their products. Goldfish, that was another thing. He was concerned about Goldfish and Oreos. All right. Okay, there you go.
Priorities.
Right. There's a restaurant that inspired Ratatouille that I thought of Jennifer on this one because they lost $1.5 million worth of wine. Ooh. 83 bottles of rare wine. Why are you?
I haven't seen a thing.
Oh, it was you.
Hiccup humor.
We got it. It's okay. All right, let's see the talk radio review from last Friday and some of the things that will perhaps stick around this week in conversation. Hopefully that discussion about Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade will go poof and disappear. What a waste of time that conversation is, and focus on it, as is the impeachment of Mayorkas. Now that they failed, I think that goes away, doesn't it? Or is somebody going to try some other cute move? He's right. I mean, the border thing, which was number one last week on the story list, is and will be, and for me, that's the number one issue. So I'm on to trying to figure out conversationally how we deal with this. I don't know that there is this conversation going on forever and ever.
That's the only thing that changes it. You vote him out because whether you go after Mayorkas or you go after the next guy, this is the ideology that Biden has, and that's what they're carrying out. So if you don't like what's happening at the border, then you have to vote him out.
Yeah. Well, the voting him out, you vote out. You're not going to get rid of him with an impeachment. It was a waste of money and a waste of time. But, yeah, you don't like the policies, and who does? Unless you don't understand what's going on. If you think that Joe Biden is the greatest thing since sliced bread and he's a great leader, then look at this and then perhaps talk to us about what you think great leadership is about. Not about the personality. It's about the lack of effectiveness of leadership. That's what it's about. He, nice guy. I don't know. He may be. And I guess the question, though, that a lot of people are asking is whether or not there's a disconnect here, whether there's prejudice on the part of whoever's asking the question about age because of Trump being close in age. He's like a couple of years younger than Biden is. But all the focus on Biden, and people who like Biden are saying that it's a, you know, it's a term? It's a foul.
Ageist.
But it's not because he keeps making the same kind of mistakes.
Exactly.
Doesn't look
and
good.
The thing that bothers me, I don't care if a guy is 105 and can serve with dignity and can serve effectively, but what we're seeing from Biden is not effective and it's not dignified. And it makes me question what his family is doing to.
Well, but Trump's not dignified either.
I'm not talking about whether or not you like personality. I'm saying, does he look like he's, like, functional? And the answer is Trump does. And, by the way, I'm not just saying this because I like Trump. I don't like Nancy Pelosi, but I think Nancy Pelosi looks more in control of her faculties than Joe Biden does, and she's older than he is. So it's not about age. It's about whether or not they can still do the work.
Mm-hmm. Whether you have it or you don't have it.
Yeah.
I was in Southern California over the weekend. Didn't get to see Jennifer or her dad, but I did see the rest. Yes, I do. I talked to your father on Friday. Don't say that.
Oh, well, not me then.
No, I didn't call you. No. The floods and the result. Miles and I took a bike ride yesterday. We went down by the L.A. River. There's a couple of places there in Mar Vista that where the various L.A. rivers, they call all of them, well, the L.A. River, but there's, you know, this one over here, there's another one over there, and there was a little water flowing down. I talked to my son's house, didn't have any impact, but my daughter's house did from the rain. And so I did talk to you about this, Jennifer. How much rain you had on the other side of the hill? When did we talk about that?
On Friday, when we were together on the show.
Oh, okay. All right. So the quick return, although I didn't go up to PCH to see all the mudslides and the houses that were sliding down the hill, was like a scene out of one of when Mel Gibson and Danny Glover ripped that house off the side of the hill. Remember that? Which one of the Lethal Weapon movies was that? Yeah, it was one of them. At any rate, there is a lot of weather. February and March are going to be not great for weather anywhere in the country, no matter where you are. There's a big snowstorm moving across the upper Midwest through to the Northeast over the next couple of days. And so this is, you know, that's life down on the farm. And I am getting really annoyed, frankly. Can you tell each time we bring up the weather and you hear all these people yelling about global warming? It is such nonsense.
After sitting in California thinking, gosh, it's been so cold. It was a mild summer, and it's been raining a lot. And there was some news anchor who was like, this is the warmest February on record. And I thought to myself, says who? This is a cold February for us in California. Yeah. And they keep saying it was the hottest summer. And it's like, it didn't even get warm in California until the end of July, maybe even the beginning of August. It was an exceptionally moderate and cool, I would say, year. But everybody's still cranking it up, saying how hot it is. Bizarre.
Yeah. All right. This is the story with this California hiker who's missing. She was out and about, three others. This is Mount Baldy. Where's Mount Baldy?
Southern California.
Is it? So she was lost in the atmospheric river.
Yeah,
there's another term.
Well, it's a dumb time to go hiking. We had really bad storms, and whether it was raining and you could see it or there's mud flows, just not a great week for hiking. And now they've had these resources to find these people.
Yeah, to go find these
people. They will. Sad.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's just one of these guys was in
it wouldn't be as bad?
What? Wouldn't be as bad if they stayed home?
It wasn't going to be as wet, like it wasn't going to be as bad, they would be okay.
I think everybody just thinks that they're going to be fine or that something bad is not going to happen to them, or they get a little arrogant thinking that they can get ahead of Mother Nature. It's like, you have to respect
just a little bit of rain.
Yeah, well, you've got to respect the planet.
This British actor, Julian Sands, he was dead He got killed up in that same area last summer.
It took a month to find the guy, too, or at least weeks.
Yeah. All right, there's a new plastic-eating powerful super worm that now is working to get rid of super large piles of super waste. Wow. This is something going on in Singapore, where they have lots of rubbish. The scientists there investigating the potential of a, let's see if I can do this one, zoophobic atriac worm. Something close to that, anyway. Right. Well, they call it the super worm. Yep. And they've developed a super worm to combat global plastic pollution. Let's see, what else can this thing do? It eats plastic. It also eats beetles. And let's see, what else does it do? It likes to eat fauna and flora. So that means it has a multiple, it's like, that's like flowers and trees and that kind of stuff. So I don't know. This is, if you got something like this, if you can direct it in the right area, that's fine. But you don't want it out there eating up the flora and the fauna.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen, right? Everybody's going to be like, oh, this is great. And then all of a sudden it's going to get loose and...
Right, like that Chinese thing.
Entire population.
Remember that bug that was in the pallets that came over from China? A couple of years ago, got into all the trees, killed thousands and thousands of trees. Yeah, I think something like that. All right, let's talk about the monarch butterflies, as long as we're in this department here. Sightings may be fewer than usual this summer. Uh-oh, this is something else. They're having a tough time. Yeah, the winter in central Mexico has decreased the population precipitously, according to the World Wildlife Fund. A number of monarchs dropped from two, huh? What? I don't understand this way. Anyway, they're a lot less. I guess maybe, I don't know, about 21 million less butterflies. Who the heck is doing the counting, I guess, would be my question. But it is, they are beautiful. But it's like something else in the evolutionary chain that you probably can't do much about, even though somebody will try to make you feel guilty because they're all dying. It's 48 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
All right, 53 after the hour now here in the Good Day program. Monday brings us in touch with Nick Miles, our auto expert, who's in England this morning, no doubt to test one of their, let's see, what are the cars? We have the Range Rovers that are built there, right?
Yes.
What other we have? Now, where do we go from there? What other cars are made in England that do well in America?
There's not that many, actually, that are made in England, because when Brexit happened, of course, they sort of noosed themselves into just making cars for themselves. But right. There are Hondas that are made here, and there are some what used to be General Motors factories, but they sold them to Stellantis, which is the Fiat Chrysler Group, as we all know it. So very limited amount of vehicles. But, you know, the Range Rovers and Land Rovers, that's why I'm trying out the new Defender 130, which is the extended version. And they have a new 5-seater one instead of a 7-seater one, which is made for outdoorsy people that have money. Mm-hmm. I should add that part in.
Yes, lots of money. These things are all about lots of money. So I remember going by the Range Rover plant, seems to me it was in Lancashire, but I don't remember for sure. Is there only one plant that makes all the Range Rovers, or do they have more than one now because they become so popular and are selling all over the world?
Well, actually, a lot of them are still made in Eastern Europe, but they do have a factory here that still makes some of the high-end Range Rovers and Land Rovers. And even if they're made in Europe, in Eastern Europe, they tend to come here if they're a special edition or a performance version, so the engineers can put the special engines and special performance parts in as well.
How long have they been made in here? How long have you been made in Eastern Europe? Are you talking about, what are you talking about, Latvia, Estonia, those places?
Yes, I can't remember where it is. I think it's Czechoslovakia, actually. They've been made there for about 10 years or so. They started making off some of the smaller versions there, the sporty versions, and I think they're progressively making, because they don't have to pay tariffs on them if they go into the rest of Europe from there. And then the ones that are made in the UK can come to the States without tariffs. So, this, you know, they're working the tax angle, as we all do, on April the 15th every year.
No. You do that? I'm ashamed of you.
Yeah.
What are you?
We work the tax angle for everybody's best. yes.
All right, a couple of recalls here. General Motors is recalling the tens of hundreds of thousands of heavy-duty pickup trucks. The Chevy and the GM are both the same. Apparently, the tailgate opens without anybody pushing any buttons. So if you got something in the back, this is mostly the bigger ones, the Silverado and the Sierra. And this is for not just this model year, but it goes back 2 or 3 years because the bodies are all the same. Would you have thought they would figure this out by now? Are you surprised?
Well, it's just coming to light, obviously. Plus 300,000, it's a lot of the trucks to the heavy-duty ones, like the 2500 Sierra, the GMC Sierra, and the 3500 GMC Sierra. And so 4-year span from 20 to 24 model years. And it would be more of a problem if it was passenger vehicles than trucks, because you don't have people in the trucks. We do have goods in the trucks, of course, and that could affect the people behind. They shifted about 5 or 6 years ago to these electronic opening tailgates as well. So it's not quite defined as whether the tailgate opening is a problem, if it's a problem when people are traveling, but right now they've just identified it as parked vehicles, so it's less of an issue, but still an issue, and I don't like it to get any worse than this, so they'll fix them, you know. At least it's not something where the vehicle is undrivable at this point.
Yeah, but it's inconvenient for people to bring their things back. Here's Honda recalling 750,000 vehicles to fix a sensor in the airbag that's in front of the passengers. This is that same. Is this Takata? Again, they still in business and still providing these for most everybody?
Yeah, this is a huge problem because they're unsafe to drive, because you, at least with somebody in that front passenger seat. This is a more of a problem. Airbags seem to be a continuing problem, and I'm concerned that there hasn't been sort of more rules about airbags coming out, because what's happening is now they were still installing some faulty airbags up until, I mean, obviously recently, and that's a huge issue. And it's the sensor in this case, which is not necessarily the mechanism of the airbag, and a problem that we've seen before. You remember the old ones were throwing pieces of metal out, which was a real problem, but there's still a problem for Americans.
Yep. All right, well, don't buy a Honda then, I guess. In deference to all of my friends that own Honda dealerships, it's just, you know, I would think that the dealer groups would get on to the manufacturers about stuff like this, because this makes everybody look bad. All right, Nick Miles, our auto expert.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.